The next application is 11,807 La Hunt LLC seeks a variance from the front yard setback, section 115-34B of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the south side of Diane Drive, approximately 155 feet south of Arabian Acres Road. The 911 address is 39821 Diane Drive in Lewis. The zoning district is MR. The tax map is District 334, Map 10, Parcel 73. Specifically, they're requesting a 10.2-foot variance from the front yard setback. Received no letters in opposition, no letters in support, and no mail returns. Thank you.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Carlton Savage, 15072 Davison Drive, Milton, Delaware.
Wait, we're here. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Jordan Ashburn, 10 Medina Court, Dover, Delaware, 99904.
Do you both swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes,
I do. Thank you.
Good evening.
Good evening, sir.
Carlton Savage with Pannoni Associates. We're representing the applicant, Mr. Jordan Ashburn, here in this variance request. We're requesting a 10-foot variance from the front setback for a property that was staked out by Pannoni Associates. We staked the property out based on the approved septic drawing. That septic drawing was incorrect, and based on that, the house was constructed 10 feet closer to the front setback on the property. The front does front a private drive, Diane Drive. It's a kind of a unique property where it's a four-lot private subdivision with a private drive off of Arabian Acres Road in Lewis. The uniqueness of the property is that it's a less than a half-acre lot, and it does have central water and sewer. It has a septic system required, so it's a very small lot for a septic lot. It's in a private four-lot community. All the lots are still owned by the applicant, so they're in the process of selling this home. The property cannot otherwise be developed. The property is completed. It is 100% complete. The septic system is installed, as shown on the location on the attached survey we provided. So there should be a package that you guys have showing the survey and et cetera. It was not created by the applicant. It was created by the incorrect stakeout, and based on the septic drawing that is also attached for your review. It was not caught earlier simply because the house sets back off of Diane Drive, approximately the same distance as the house in front of it that fronts on Arabian Acres Road. Hmm. So in that respect, the house was completed. We submitted our final survey to the county, and that's when it was picked up on. The house was located too close. Will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood. As I was just mentioning, the adjacent lot number 2 is located 21.3 feet off of the right-of-way of Diane Drive. It does, that property has its front setback of 40 feet off of Arabian Acres Road. So it pretty much aligns with the adjacent neighbor. Is this the minimal variance? Yes, it is. Currently, to the foundation of the building, it is 20 feet to the foundation. So 10 feet would be the required setback to get us compliant on this lot. Other than that, it meets all the other requirements of the code. Just to give you an idea, the home has been completed for about 6 weeks, early June. So they're waiting to close on this home is the reason we're here tonight.
Okay.
Thank you.
Start out, Mr. Rickards. Do you have some questions?
Explain to me how the septic system got involved in here. I mean, not normally. Sure. We're normally talking about property lines, but not a septic system.
I was trying to explain how the mistake occurred, where it occurred, and how it occurred.
Yeah.
So the septic approval happens prior to the home construction.
Sure.
Got to have that first.
Sure.
So that the septic design went in, the septic designer did not check the setback. So on his plan that he provided, it got approved, as it's shown here, 32 feet to the front, but that front is a bump in. So that's where the garage is. When you actually look what the distance is from the front of the house, it bumps out, it's less than the required 30 feet. So based on that, the surveyor then took the plan, staked it out as per this plan, so the septic would fit on this unique lot.
He didn't take it from the stakes, he took it from the septic?
Well, no. When we laid out the design, the plan, What happened was is they put the stakes in based on the septic drawing. So the septic would fit on the lot as shown. So did not take into account that the front setbacks.
Front setbacks at all.
Yeah. And you can see there's equipment.
And the front setback was from where?
And there is equipment behind the house there you can see as well for the septic system that would make it very tough to move this house back.
Okay.
That's why the septic's in there, is to explain how we got...
How you got where you are.
Correct.
Okay. Where's your front? Diane
Drive, correct. Private road, 50 feet wide. And this subdivision, if my memory serves me, goes back to like the 70s is when these lots were created.
Mm-hmm.
There's actually, on those plans, there was no setback shown. So we're compliant.
I have a survey in front of me, April 28th, 2016, where it says building restriction line 40 feet. And it shows, that shows me that Arabian Acres Road is considered the front, and Diane Lane is a 15-foot BRL, and it's, you know, it's and the 10 would be on lot 4. So you're saying the front is Diane Lane?
No, you're... The lot you're looking at, the Bon Air overview plan, not to confuse you here, but what I was trying to show you is that the front of lot 2, that's not the lot in question.
We're looking
at lot 4, the property to the rear.
All right, okay, I see what you're doing.
Houses pretty much align with one another, and that's how, you know, normally this would be something we would catch very early in the process. When you look and why is that house closer than another,
right,
it brings up a red flag.
I see on your second one here that you do have... 30, 10, and 10.
Yep,
so Diane's the front drive, right?
Correct.
Okay.
And the reason that house is the way it is because of the septic design as well. They're just small lots, very unique.
So that's where you need the 10.2 tents. Okay, no other questions.
Okay. Mr. Whitman?
No questions.
Okay. Mr. Hudson?
No.
Okay. Mr. Mills?
In your submission here.
Uh-huh.
Is this drawing back under tab 2, the septic drawing that you're referring to?
Yes.
On the septic drawing, it shows that the septic system is 29.9 feet back.
Right.
Correct.
So how did that throw you off?
But you can clearly see where the house is only 20 feet setback on this drawing. So what happened was is when they took the drawing that was approved for the septic, typically you don't mimic where that house lays because that could affect where the septic design is. You pretty much stake it out where that septic designer has placed the house.
Right, but it shows that the ends of this, the drain field, are 29.9 feet from the property line.
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
So why would you stake out the house further than that when you got a 30-foot setback?
I'm not arguing that this is wrong, clearly wrong. I mean, the septic design's wrong.
Well, you stated that because of the septic drawing,
sure,
that's the reason that the house is off. Well, I'm not understanding where, you know, it's showing that it's not quite, the end of the drain field shows 29.9 feet, yet the house is out
further,
closer to the road.
Correct.
Knowing that you had to be 30 feet back.
Correct.
I'm not sure what the septic, the drawing for the septic system, how it threw you off.
That's where I was pursuing it also,
okay.
Mr. Mills,
elaborating.
If anything, you would have looked at the septic drawing and said, wait a minute, the septic's not
right,
in compliance with a 30-foot setback. Therefore, we've got to set this house back further.
To the end.
We've got to, you know, it's got to be back. I mean, we see the, I assume this is the end of the drain field and perhaps
right,
little things stuck up in the
absolutely
pipes in, out of the ground?
Which
LPP?
I believe you can go into the front setback with your septic system, I believe.
But you're looking at a drawing that has 29.9 feet.
Correct. And the surveyor clearly made the mistake here of not doing his job in in staking this house out wrong. Unfortunately, the applicant had no part in that.
Yeah, but it's not
because of the septic drawing. It's because the surveyor wasn't being a good surveyor, I guess.
Sure.
Yeah, if he used the septic system like Mr. Mills said, he would only be 1/10 of a foot off.
Beyond.
Be pretty close.
Yeah, he'd be 1/10 of a foot. Okay, so you're throwing that out. Okay.
I just wanted to paint a picture of what happened out here. Not that we tried to put the house in closer to the road.
So the surveyor made a mistake on setting the house back, period, right? Is that what you're saying?
Absolutely.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Mills. I was trying to pursue that.
Okay. Thank you.
And who is the surveyor? Pannoni?
Pannoni.
Pannoni. Wow. They're very good. Mr. Sharp.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. In looking at this septic drawing, it appears to me that the bulk of that septic system, absent the drain field, would appear to almost be in the center of the lot. Is that your understanding of it as well?
Correct. Okay. There's obviously there's a certain distance, it must be 10 feet around the property where you cannot place the drain field, is what I'm viewing from the septic.
So even if the house could be moved, which I'm presuming from your testimony is not able to be moved, it really couldn't be moved anywhere because of the location of the septic.
Correct. And I'm not a septic designer, but there's also space that they have to look at for reserve in the future and things like that if the septic were to fail. So, like I said, I'm not an expert on that, but that's my understanding.
I've taken Mr. Ashburn, you're the owner of the property, is that correct?
Yes, sir.
And I take it you relied on your surveyor and your septic design folks to design this appropriately?
I always rely on a licensed, certified surveyor, so I specifically do not have these problems. And I've been building homes for 20-some years in Kent and Sussex County now, and I have never come across this problem, and it was clearly an error and an omission by the surveyor.
A question about Diane Drive. Is there I understand it's a private drive, and it looks like it's basically a dead-end road. Is that correct?
That would be correct,
Justin. Is there an easement that it's going to service the neighboring property to the, to the east or the west, I'm sorry?
I do believe there is a combined easement for that property in the event that there were ever future development through there. So, yes.
Okay.
Yeah, it would have to, that subdivision or whatever happened there would have to go through the process of body.
Understand, but I guess what I'm looking at is what we have right now is a road that's servicing four roads, and we're looking for a front yard variance from that road, and now you're saying, and I guess my question was, is there potential that drive may service other parcels in the future?
It could, but I believe at this point, all four of those lots would have to agree.
Okay.
It would be my understanding of the requirements. Okay. So they would have to agree to let that happen from here on out.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Thank you for that clarification. The last question I've got is the edge of paving from Diane Drive. Does it match the front property line, or is there a gap there?
There's clearly a gap. I can't tell from this drawing. My guess is a 20-foot road, which would leave probably 10 feet, 15 feet of gap.
Between the edge of paving and the front property line?
Between the front, yeah. I would assume it's a 20-foot road as a county standard. 15 feet on each side would be the gap between the road and property lot.
Okay. Thank you for that. No further questions.
Hearing no further questions?
Yes.
Mr. Mills.
Ms. Cornwell, do we know if on lot number two there's a variance?
No, because it's a corner lot, so its front of 430 is actually Arabian Acres.
Gotcha.
So its side for 15 would be Diane.
Gotcha. Thank you.
Excuse me. Hearing no further questions, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion that we approve case number 11,807 based on the fact that the uniqueness of the property, of course, is the size of the property, but also the fact that the it's not created by the applicant. I believe the statement has been corrected by the applicant. It's not the septic drawing. It's based on the incorrect stakeout. The incorrect stakeout was made by the surveyor. It will not alter, so that makes it not created by the applicant. Will not alter the central character of the neighborhood, and I believe it's the minimum variance to grant the relief.
Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
You have a motion by Mr. Ricker and a second by Mr. Wharton that we approve case number 11,807. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Mills?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Hudson?
Aye for those reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Ricker?
Aye for the reasons I stated.
Mr. Wharton?
Aye for those reasons stated.
And I, Mr. Callum, I hereby vote 5-0. Case number 11,807 is approved.
Thank you so much.
Yes, sir.